Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with the most interesting and important stories you should know about. Today, we're hot on the trails of Pennsylvania's push for more outdoor recreation. And breaking today, a murder suspect who fled Luzerne County has been arrested. It's Thursday, May 8th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with that update out of Luzerne County. Hazleton police say Terrence Ray, the man suspected of killing a Frackville woman and burning her body, was arrested Thursday morning and taken into custody. According to an update on the police department's Crime Watch webpage, the U.S. Marshals Service and Pennsylvania State Police apprehended Ray around 5:45 a.m. Thursday. The Crime Watch update does not state where Ray was found. An arrest warrant and criminal complaint released on Monday say Ray is charged with criminal homicide and abuse of a corpse in the murder of Jessica Lockwood, the 39-year-old Frackville woman whose body was found burning on the side of Club 40 Road in Hazleton on Sunday, April 27th. We'll have more updates on this as they come at WVIA.org. Now here's another update on wildfires in Franklin County. 2 weeks after they began, two wildfires in Michaux State Forest are considered fully extinguished. Karen Hendricks has more for WVIA.
More than 150 volunteer fire departments from at least 10 counties and Maryland aided State Forest firefighters as the blazes burned more than 2,700 acres of state forest land. Wesley Robinson, press secretary for the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, says State Forest staff will be patrolling through the remainder of the week to ensure the Cumberland County fires are completely out. He says recent rains certainly helped firefighting efforts. No property damage or injuries have been reported. The cause remains under investigation. Officials are asking people to keep their distance from the blackened landscape as smoldering and smoke may continue.
Thanks to Karen Hendricks for that story. And now for some state politics. A committee in the Pennsylvania House is advancing two election bills. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, voter ID and a suite of reforms are being sent to the House floor for consideration.
Republicans have for over a decade sought voter ID in Pennsylvania, while Democrats have recently been warming up to the idea in exchange for other election reforms. The House State Government Committee advanced a voter ID bill with the support of two Democrats, then pushed through an omnibus election reform package on a Democratic party line vote. Representative Brad Rowe, Republican of Crawford County, says the committee rushed a vote on the larger 98-page election bill that was introduced 20 hours before the meeting.
I can't in good conscience vote for this. As I learn more about the bill and study it more and talk with my local election boards and talk with some constituents, my opinion could change.
That bill would allow pre-canvassing of mail-in ballots, create early voting, improve post-election audits, and increase the barriers to making spurious claims of election fraud, among other changes. Both bills are tentatively scheduled for a floor vote next week.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Despite the rainy weather we've had lately, as summer's inching closer, you might be looking forward to getting outside and into nature. Northeast Pennsylvania has plenty of options in that regard. A network of trails forms a spine throughout our region. The paths follow old railroad corridors where steam engines ran and travel past rivers where coal breakers once stood. Just like those industries, outdoor recreation is creating economic development across the region and the state. WBIA's Kat Bolis took a hike at some of our local trails.
Trails provide a different but similar purpose for those communities that helped fuel the Industrial Revolution. We have a lot of examples across Pennsylvania about what a trail through a community can do to the economy.
That's Cindy Adams Dunn. She's secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. In 2023, outdoor recreation contributed $19 billion to Pennsylvania's economy. In Northeast PA, if you start north, the D&H Trail runs along the old Delaware and Hudson line from the New York border to Forest City. It picks up the Lackawanna River Heritage Trail, which meanders along the river through Lackawanna County. Eventually, not yet, that trail will meet up with the DNL, which ends outside Philadelphia in Bristol.
We preserve, interpret, and leverage the 165-mile historic transportation route that transported goods from Wilkes-Barre to Bristol along the Delaware and Lehigh canals and railroads.
That's Liz Rosenkrantz from the Delaware and Lehigh.
It becomes a community asset first and foremost, but then it also brings in some tourism. So you have people that are looking for a long distance trail to ride, and they'll travel from other regions, other states, other countries to ride those trails.
People walk, hike, bike, and sometimes snowshoe and cross-country ski on local trails. There's also trails for motorized off-road vehicles. And it's not just the spine. Those trails are surrounded by state parks and forests, local parks, and other conserved land with public paths. Lynn Conrad is the executive director of the NEPA Rail Trail Council. The council owns the entire rail bed, and it's close to finishing the D&H Trail, which will be 38 miles long. Conrad says people were hesitant at first about the trail.
We did a survey last fall, which blew us away at the amount of people that were on the trail. It was a beautiful fall day. We interviewed 102 people. 30% were from totally out of the area. And 19%, almost 20%, stayed overnight to use the trail.
Lackawanna Heritage Valley Authority maintains and develops the Heritage Trail, and they're expanding into Luzerne County. Duryea purchased an over 160-acre site. The borough is working with the authority to create a formal 2.5-mile loop through Duryea's wetlands. When the Susquehanna River floods, it pushes the Lackawanna River back, and over many, many years, water covered the area. You can hike, bike, and also fish or birdwatch. And then above the wetlands and up a mountain is the iconic Campbell's Ledge. That area is also being developed by a conservation organization called the Trust for Public Land. Representatives from Duryea hope the trail projects will reinvigorate the small borough. Pennsylvania is on board with trail development, especially in the Northeast. Here's Dunn again.
What we find is time outdoors in nature, whether it's more passive, like really just sitting in nature, to walking, and especially walking, is helpful to mental health, physical health. Outdoor recreation is huge in Pennsylvania to our economy.
Reporting from our local trails, I'm Kat Bolis, WVIA News.
Find more of this story and the full Keystone Edition Reports episode on this topic at WVIA.org. Also online today, it's Thursday, so we have a fresh edition of Haley O'Brien's Eventful. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, check out details on where you can learn to kayak, stop by a robo-rally, celebrate National Train Day, and more. It's all at WVIA.org/eventful. Alright, I hope you're all caught up for the day. You can find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And if you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We're there with a new episode every weekday, and at WVIA.org, of course. Just one more day until Friday. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.